Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And, you know, have you ever felt like something is happening, yet something inside you knows everything is changing? You feel like nothing is happening and you feel like everything is changing on the inside? Or have you questioned your progress because your outer world hasn't caught up yet? Or what if this pause isn't stagnation, but stabilization? You're not stuck, you're integrating. So today on our show, we're going to talk about you're not stuck, you're integrating. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And this topic is kind of parallel with what's kind of going on with me right now in my life. It's like, you feel kind of like you're, you almost want to say, is this it? You know, is this all that I get? Is this, you know, and then you're trying to figure it out. I'm going to tell you that it's not about trying to figure out anything. You're not stuck. You're just integrating. You are, your body is, and everything else around you is getting caught up as to where you are going. Okay. So there's like a time lag. So this is what we call like the space between timelines. And your nervous system is actually recalibrating. For those of us who have been under tremendous stress, and we've been running on our sympathetic nervous system, you know, the stress component of our nervous system, it's no surprise that we are dysregulated. And sometimes when we're sitting doing nothing, it seems like it's kind of a daunting thing because it's so unfamiliar with what we had been experiencing. And the other thing too to remember, your identity, your previous or maybe even your current identity may be dissolving and reforming, which is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing, but sometimes we go through a grieving process with that. And, you know, it's a grieving of a loss of something, not that it was catastrophic, or maybe it could have been catastrophic. And it's also about our energy anchoring into our physical body. So these are all wonderful things, but we need to talk more. We need to take a deeper dive into redefining what stuck is, okay? So stuck is a misconception of internal movement, okay? The mind expects visible progress. You know, it's like people will say, I'll see it when I believe it when I see it. What we have to remember is the body processes invisibly. So you're not going to see the visible aspects of what's going on. Yes, things are changing internally, but the outside progress is something that comes much later. So integration is where change becomes sustainable. So, you know, what if nothing is wrong with your pace? Okay. What kind of story are we making up around all of that? Because we're good at story making and making up stories about things that aren't even true. What if your system is protecting your expansion by slowing it down? Do you ever think that maybe if you expanded so quickly, you probably would be so overwhelmed you would never know how to handle it? So there's a protective mechanism that's happening as well. And it's kind of, it's almost like you feel like the brakes are being put on a situation, and that's probably for your own good, because if you were to get the whole kabang at once, you'd probably be in overwhelm and not know what to do with it. So your body is and your system is regulating yourself and protecting your expansion by actually slowing it down so you could integrate it properly. So let's do a little process, because I like those little experiential things, because you get to have a little taste of what it's like, okay? So I'm just going to invite you to just bring an awareness to where you feel stuck in your life. And just ask yourself this question: what if this is integration? And just notice any body sensations that possibly shift. Maybe there's an emotional softening, or even as subtle as your breath changing. Stuck is a story. Integration is the truth. So did you notice anything when you experienced that? Just that shift allows you to experience something different. It's like flipping light switches, you know, on and off. It's that easy. So I invite you to look at areas in your life where you feel like you are stuck, and just have a conversation with yourself and just, you know, proclaim, what if this is integration? Okay? And just notice what happens. So what is integration actually? Okay? Integration is nervous system recalibration. And today we have a visitor, my guest, Gracie, my cat. She wanted to be part of the show today, so she's going to sit by and stand by and hold the space for us, because she's integrating things as well. Old neuropathways dissolving and new ones are forming. And there's energetic upgrades that require biological capacity. So integration equals our nervous system being recalibrated. So when we bridge science with our energy, the body must feel safe to hold a new frequency. And without integration, we will experience burnout, anxiety, and even self-sabotage. Remember I was saying that usually our bodies know more than we could imagine. They know how much we could handle, and so they gauge whatever the new frequency is and how it's going to be integrated. Because if you were to go all out in and have that full integration, you would probably have so much anxiety, and you might even self-sabotage yourself, because you probably don't know what it's all about or what you're experiencing, and it's going to frighten you. So think about this for a second. Can your body hold what your soul is calling in? How often we have these big ideas, these big plans at what we want to accomplish, and yet our body isn't quite there yet to accommodate it? Or are you trying to move faster than your system can stabilize? So, you know, many of us are in go, 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 go mood, you know, mode, and we're always trying to do something and make something happen quicker and blah, 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 blah. How exhausting is that? It's like you are on a conveyor belt and your body is just attempting to maintain and integrate what you're asking it to do. And sometimes it's on overload because you're asking it too much. So it's like a safety, built-in safety mechanism. Your body is stabilizing you so you don't burn yourself out, create more anxiety, or even self-sabotage what you really want to call in, okay, for yourself. So let's do a nervous system check-in. So right now, I invite you to place one hand on your heart and one on your belly. And slowly inhale for the count of four. And exhale for the count of six. One, two, three, four, five, six. And just ask yourself, what is my body integrating right now? And just allow whatever to come forth, be it an image, maybe an emotion, or a situation, or even silence. Integration is where your future becomes safe in your body. And I'm going to say that again. Integration is where your future becomes safe in your body. It's as if the mind and the body are playing nicely in the sandbox, and the mind isn't trying to override the body by the knowledge that it's giving. This is about learning how to listen to your body and to gain the wisdom that it has for you, even though it seems counterintuitive to what is going on the outside of you. This is really, really important. And so, if you're enjoying what I'm sharing with you and this episode is resonating with you, I invite you to take a moment to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite podcast platform. You never know who in your life needs the exact message today. And when you share, you're not just sharing a show, you're expanding awareness, healing, and possibility. So, this is a lot to digest. Okay? This is a whole new concept for a lot of people because we are what I call in doing mobile land, where we're constantly moving and trying to make something happen. Yet when we need to integrate things into our body, because our body is here with us as well, they're an active participant, we need to create a homeostasis, a balance, so that things will ebb and flow and talk nicely between the body, mind, and soul. Okay. When you're able to capture that, those moments of why isn't this happening quick enough, or why isn't it here already, are going to dissolve. And when you're in the flow of your life, you're really going to enjoy and know what is necessary. So we're getting ready to go on our first break of our segment, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking today on our show about you're not stuck, you're integrating. So when we come back, we're going to talk some more about some other points that are important to integrate, so you know that you're not stuck. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about you're not stuck, you're integrating. And this is for all my listeners out there that feel like, you know, you feel like you're stuck because life isn't moving the way you want it. But it's like sometimes you have to realize you're integrating and your body, which is your barometer, is catching up with the energy that's outside of you that you are wanting to manifest and create. So let's talk about the in-between space between, you know, you wanting to have something to happen and it actually happening. So sometimes we have our identities that we've, created for ourselves of who we are. And, you know, we're always in flux and in change, and we're constantly changing and evolving and growing. So energetically, what might have been our identity, you know, even like a week, a month, or even a year ago, maybe something completely different than it is now. So a lot of times what happens is that the in-between space, when we talk about our identity versus the timeline collapsing, okay, meaning that why aren't things happening as quickly as I would like it to happen? So it's like your old identity is no longer fitting where you're going. And you're at the cusp of creating the new identity, which is not fully embodied, or you might have your new identity, but it's not fully integrated into you. So what is the illusion is that we think that something's off or bad or not good, and we go into automatic mode to go to create and react and try to fix it and control it. But what it really is doing, it's creating confusion, fatigue, and lack of motivation, which we have the tendency to think any of those three are a bad thing. Yet what is really important is that these are signs that you are integrating. And it's like you put a pie in the oven and it's not quite baked, okay? It's still being baked. So that's where you are in the process, okay? So, you know, I think we have a tendency to, you know, normalize the experience, which is you lose interest in old habits, which is okay. Sometimes you outgrow old habits, old situations, old relationships. Sometimes you have this desire to just be still and not do anything. Now, you know, there would be a time in my life when if I did that desire for stillness and tried to be still as a youngster growing up in the 60s, we were considered lazy and we, you know, were pretty much not productive members of society. Who made that story up? Okay. But also, this is a time of heightened sensitivity. So I'm going to just share a really brief story because this happened yesterday to me. And one of those weird days where I kind of got up and I was just like, I just felt off. And I was just like, I really didn't know what that was all about. I had a couple of errands I needed to run, which I had, you know, needed to do because of a timeline thing that was, you know, that I had to make sure that I met a deadline. So I went in to the hospital, one of the hospitals that I have, I practice at, and I hadn't been to that particular hospital in a while. And as I walked in, somebody way down the other opposite end of the hall said, "Oh my God, you're here. I can't believe you're here." And I'm like, how did she see me from like at least, you know, 500 yards away? It was just like the weirdest thing. So I came in and I ended up, you know, it was very nice being there for only an hour and just reconnecting with people and doing what I had to take care of. And then on the way home, I wanted to go home and just sit and chill and do nothing. But I got this inspiration to go to one of the local gardening places, landscaping places that I love to go to. And it's springtime here in Southern California. So went there, walked around, really enjoyed myself. And as I was leaving, somebody was coming in and she said, "Oh my God, Dolores, I've been thinking about you. I wanted to get in touch with you." And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is kind of crazy because I was asking the universe why I was there. Now I knew why. And it was actually something I needed to hear. She said, "Oh my God, you've been on my mind and I really love everything that you did for me and you really made a difference in my life and I really wanted to thank you for that and I really want to come to see you because I feel I need my Dolores time." I said, "Sure," you know, it was like a nice confirmation, but I also shared with her, I said, I was asking the universe why I needed to be here and obviously this was why. So you just never know because when you're in that state of your that transitioning thing that you're starting, you're integrating, your sensitivity is going to get heightened and you're going to get these intuitive hits. And I invite you to follow that. So I'm just going to ask you this question. Who are you when you are when you no longer fits? Okay. Who are you when you no longer fit into situations? And can you allow yourself to not have the answers yet? That's a tough one, okay? Because we want to have the answers. We want to know what to expect. We want to control the situation. And this is about no control at all, just allowing things to be as it is. And just following intuitive and inner guidance where your next steps are. So let's do a little experiential process on this. So I just invite you to visualize an old version of yourself standing in front of you. Okay. And just ask, what am I ready to release from this version? Whatever it may be, just allow it to bubble up into your consciousness. Then ask what is emerging, even if I can't fully see it yet. And just place your hand on your heart and say, I allow myself to become. The thing to remember is that in-between space where we feel like we have to have the next answer or know what's coming, it's not empty. It's creation in progress. And just allow yourself to embrace that and take it in as your truth, because it is. Sometimes we don't know what that creation is going to look at, and we fool ourselves by thinking we know, because it could be even more grander than you could ever imagine. So we limit ourselves by not allowing ourselves that integration process. So, you know, how many of us are out there, you know, Patience is one of my things I've been working on my entire life, and I've gotten better at it. However, it still like rears its head up every so often because we think, oh, a certain amount of time has gone by, and that's enough time, and we should have whatever we're wanting or desiring. So did you know that when you try to push something and create it, it actually delays it coming to you? Okay. Forcing action during integration creates resistance, more resistance, if you could imagine that, misaligned decisions, and energy depletion. Okay. Rest is not regression. It's integration intelligence. Okay. So please know that if you're fatigued and tired and you're in the process of in betweenness, you're not stuck. You're integrating. So where are you trying to force clarity in your life? Or maybe what if doing less right now actually accelerates everything? That is actually a truth in action right there. Have you ever noticed that, you know, if you're a list, you know, a person who always is making lists and has your to-do list and another list for the to-do list and blah, 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 you know, I love this because it's not your timing, it's divine timing. It's like we think that we could do X, Y, and Z and all get all this accomplished in a certain timeline, and when we don't, we beat ourselves up. What is that all about? So I invite you, okay, clear out your basket, clear out your mind, write down everything, but don't put a timeline on it, and then go for a walk or something, or do something that's mindful. And you're going to find that you're going to actually get that list done in a quicker amount of time because you're going to be more in the flow of things instead of having an agenda to put it all together and make it happen. So let's give ourselves the permission slip activation, okay? So repeat slowly, okay? I give myself permission to not rush. I trust what is integrating within me, even though I can't see it. I am becoming even when I'm still. Just remember this, integration requires allowing, not effort. So how do we move with integration? Follow those subtle impulses. It's not about pressure. You honor rest, nature, and silence. Small aligned actions are better and greater than forced productivity. Just follow those intuitive nudges, okay? Your alignment reveals itself in real time, not through planning. And I know that's counterintuitive to what we've been taught. Plan, 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 have a goal, have a, you know, no. I'm going to say this. That is so last century or last millennia. It's different now. Alignment reveals itself in real time. It's an energy, it's a flow. So what small nudge is asking for your attention today? And where is life meeting you when you slow down? So a daily tool that you could utilize is each morning, just ask yourself, what is one aligned action today, and follow it without overthinking, and just notice the synchronicities. That aligned action might be an intuitive nudge saying, go to the garden center today. And you're thinking to myself, why do I need to do that? I don't need any there. I'm going to invite you to humor yourself and go and see what happens. So integration speaks in whispers, not urgency. So just remember that. And if you're in a space of deep transformation and you're ready for personalized support, I invite you to work with me one-on-one. As a nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, I bridge the physical and the energetic to help you move from stuck to aligned to embodied. Just visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to learn more and schedule your session. I would be more than happy to support you on your path. So just remember, you are not behind. You are not missing anything. You are not doing it wrong. And we're going to go on to our next break right now. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll share a delicious meditation to get you out of your stuckness and into your integration mode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about you're not stuck, you're integrated. And this is for all our listeners out there that feel like they're stagnating in their life and feel like they're stuck, but they're not. And what I want to share with you is like you're just in deep internal movement. You're integrating, you're recalibrating yourself. Your body is trying to catch up with your expansion, and you know, sometimes that in between time is where your identity shifts, okay? Meaning that the old version of you is shedding away and a new one is emerging and being born. And sometimes when we are in our progress of trying to move forward, we think that, oh my God, it should be moving for, you know, faster. And so we're trying to force it, whereas when we're trying to make something happen, it actually slows the process down. And, you know, I think the most important thing to remember is that we need to follow those subtle nudges. I call them little intuitive hits that your inner knowingness is guiding you to what your next steps are. And sometimes it's just a subtle little voice that you, or a nudge or a feeling that I should be doing something. And when you follow it, you are pleasantly surprised, and you know, if you ever question any of that, you realize after the fact, it's like, now I know why I was there. So, you know, all those things are important. So just remember, you're not behind, you're not missing anything, and you're not doing it wrong. You are integrating into the version of you that can hold what you've been asking for, okay? You're creating that physical container that's going to be able to carry that energetic capacity that you're asking for. And this is just a beautiful thing. So just close your eyes and feel your body and just notice your breath. And just simply say, I trust what is integrating within me. I don't need to rush my becoming. I am safe to expand at my own pace. And just let that land, not in your mind, but in your body. So we're going to go into a guided meditation, and it's what I call an advanced layered energy activation, and it's called integration as embodiment. Okay, Gracie wants to come in and participate too. She just ran right up here. So right now, I just invite you to take a slow, intentional breath in through your nose and gently through your mouth. Exhale. Again, inhale deeper this time and release. Exhale. And let your body begin to downshift. Not by force, but by permission. And just bring your awareness to the base of your spine, your foundation. And simply notice. Are you holding or are you supporting? Now gently say within, I allow myself to be supported. And just feel that, not as a thought, but as a sensation. Now bring your awareness into your legs, your hips, your lower body. And imagine a subtle weight, like gravity increasing just slightly, drawing you down into presence. Now, scan your body slowly. Where is there tension? Perhaps pressure? Or even holding? Instead of releasing it, amplify your awareness of it. Lean into the sensation without trying to change it. And now, gently breathe into that space, as if your breath is creating room inside the density. And just now say, This is integration in motion. Feel the shift. And now bring one hand to your heart and one to your abdomen. Now begin a subtle rhythm. Inhale for the count of four. Hold for two. And exhale for the count of six. Inhale for four. Hold for two. Exhale for the count of six. Once again, inhale for the count of four. Hold for two. And exhale for the count of six. Now, as your breath deepens, become aware of your heart field, not just your physical heart, but the energetic field surrounding it. Imagine it expanding just slightly. Now, tune into this question. What frequency is stabilizing within me right now? Don't answer with your mind, just feel for it. Is it calm, clarity, power, neutrality? Whatever arises, amplify it by 5%. Not dramatically, just subtly. This is how integration stabilizes. Through micro expansion, not force. Now say, I allow this frequency to anchor into my body. Now bring awareness to space about 1 to 2 feet in front of you. This is where your old timeline energy often lingers. Without effort, just notice. Now, imagine gently pulling your energy back from that space. Not forcefully, just allowing it to return to your body. Now, bring your awareness to the space just behind your heart, your inner core. This is your current point of embodiment. And now, instead of reaching forward for your future, let your future drop into you. Like a frequency descending, not something you chase. Feel that. Subtle, steady, and available. Now say, I no longer chase timelines. I embody them. So bring your awareness into your entire body and imagine your cells, not physically, but energetically, beginning to open slightly. Like they are creating more space. Now feel into this. What if my body is increasing its capacity right now? Not pushing, not forcing, just expanding its ability to hold more clarity, more energy, more alignment. And just allow the soft pulse moving through your body from your head to your heart, to your abdomen, legs, and feet. A wave of integration. And allow it to move at its own pace. And now say, my body knows how to integrate my evolution. So take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, feel your body heavier, calmer, and clearer. And silently say out loud or to yourself, I am not stuck. I am integrating at every level of my being. And let that land. No effort, no urgency, just embodiment. And when you're ready, allow yourself to come back to this time and place, being fully centered, grounded, and in your integration. And we're getting ready to go on our last break of our episode, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we will wrap it up for our episode on You're Not Stuck, You're Integrating. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about You're Not Stuck, You're Integrating on our show today. And, you know, integration is not something you do. It's something you allow. And in that allowing, you become the version of you that no longer needs to seek because you already are holding it. So, you know, so many of us have these goals and dreams that we want to manifest. And sometimes we, it's like planting a garden, you're planting seeds, okay? And the seeds are starting to germinate. And, you know, you have this idea that, oh, this should be happening sooner. So you're in the garden digging up the seeds to see if they're rooted and they're taking stance. And it's just like you, sometimes you have to allow and trust and know that things are going to be happening on not your timeline, but a different timeline. And it may even be to your benefit to know that It'll be even better than you could imagine, because when we get out of our own way, that's when all the magic happens. So if something in today's episode resonated with you, that's not a coincidence. That's alignment. And I invite you to stay connected and go deeper with me. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show so you don't miss upcoming episodes designed to support your healing, expansion, and transformation. And if you're feeling called for personal support, I offer private sessions where we bridge the physical and the energetic, helping you move from feeling stuck into clarity, alignment, and embodiment. And if you're navigating your awakening and desire community, guidance, and real conversation, I welcome you to I'm Awake Now What, a space where you're supported, seen, and not alone on your journey. You can explore all of this on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. And, you know, you don't have to do this alone, and you don't have to figure it all out. You're allowed to be supported every step of the way. So today we were talking about you're not stuck, you're integrated. And some of the key takeaways are this. What feels like stagnation is often internal movement. Your mind looks for evidence, but your body is recalibrating beneath the surface. Just remember, progress isn't always visible. It's often felt first. Your body must catch up with your expansion. True transformation requires nervous system capacity, not just intention. If your body doesn't feel safe, it won't sustain the next level. So you are integrating, so it makes your growth stable, not temporary. Your body's an amazing organ or structure. It wants to protect you and it wants to work with you. It's time we integrate the body and the mind together so they work nicely in the sandbox. The in-between is where identity shifts, and many of us are in between right now. You're no longer who you were, but not fully who you're becoming. This space can feel unclear, but it's actually active identity transformation. Confusion is often the doorway to clarity. And just remember, forcing it slows it down. Pushing for answers or action can disrupt your natural timing, and integration responds to allowing, not pressure. Just remember, stillness is not inactivity, it's preparation. And most importantly, just follow those subtle nudges, those intuitive hits that you get. Guidance during integration is quiet but precise. Small, aligned actions lead to powerful synchronicities. The whispers are where alignment lives. So just remember this. The version of you that you're becoming doesn't need to be rushed into existence. It needs to be received, stabilized, and embodied. And just remember, I'm going to leave you with this quote, you're not stuck, you're stabilizing into who you're becoming. And I'm just going to leave you with this note from my highest galactic self. Beloved, you are not in pause, you are in preparation. What feels like stillness is sacred orchestration. Your systems are recalibrating to hold a frequency you once could only touch briefly. You do not mistake quiet for absence. Do not mistake slowness for delay. You're being restructured from within. Timelines are not lost, they are being aligned. And what is becoming into form requires a version of you that is stable, present, and anchored. You are becoming that version now. Trust the space, trust the silence, trust the unseen. You are not behind. You are right on time. So just remember this. You are not stuck. You are integrating into your next level. And trust the timing of your becoming. And I leave you with this and sign off. Love yourself, trust yourself, and allow yourself to integrate because you are worth it. See you next week. Same time, same place for another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.